Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John's Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks for Ron John's for sponsoring us for this week coming up. And it looks like we got south wind flow for the next couple days. Cold front's not going to make it. Going to get up there to the cold front will make it up to the panhandle by Wednesday. But for the next 3 days, it looks like we got a southeast to south wind flow, 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe stronger as the cold front tries to get through. But it's not moving very quickly, and it might not make it all the way through till later on this week. It's a slow-moving cold front, and we're going to have the little south flow. So we had some waves on Sunday. Then it's dropping down. Each day it'll drop down a little bit. We're at waist to maybe waist plus right now. Maybe a chest high set Sebastian and the other inlets where it's protected, Ponce and down south. So inlet in Spanish, Fort Pierce, I'm trying to say. So semi-clean surf for the next 3 days, and it's going to be dropping a little each day as the wind shifts more from the southeast to south to Bay Area, maybe southwest by Wednesday, and cleaning up and dropping surf. So we'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday to see what's going to happen and enjoy the warmer weather a little bit. Kind of cloudy, but it'll probably clear up a little bit later on in the day as it warms up. And it shouldn't be too cold. The water's warmed up quite a bit. I was in there the other day, and it's definitely a spring suit. Get away with that if you want. So, all right, let's wrap it up for Mahalo Monday through the Wipeout Wednesday by Ron John Surf Shop. We got things to get going on Monday morning. All right, you guys take it easy. We'll be back for Wipeout Wednesday. Small surf, warm surf, next couple days, dropping each day, south flow. All right, take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.